Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What this is not on here?
The Fan.
We ain't that going nowhere. We ain't.
Hour number two, or half of it at least, here on Football Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We're already up against it. Rapid fire here.
I tried to keep my update short. I'm sorry, man.
Dude, how dare you push Who Do You Love into 903? That is all your fault. Who's running this show exactly?
My stupid ass.
Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure this is the one chair. My bad. So yesterday, there was definitely plenty of sports action going on, Rashad, Jordan. We had three NFL games. The first two had all backup quarterbacks that did not start the season, so that's fun. And then the last game was the Broncos-Lions. So I watched all three of those games yesterday. And then after I watched the UFC fights, the last couple of them, mm-hmm. College football was not on my radar at all. Well, college football in the FBS capacity, I should say. Because I don't know if you saw or had heard what was happening in FCS football yesterday, but North Dakota State played at Montana in the semifinal. Dude, that was college football to a T. Like, can you tell me one bowl game that happened yesterday?
The LA Bowl.
Can you tell me one more bowl?
did the avocados from Mexico Bowl happen yesterday or no?
Dude, I'll take your word for it.
Like, I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't
there
know.
Was two Pac-12 teams playing yesterday. It was UCLA was in the LA Bowl. Cal.
I know this one. The HBCU Bowl. I forget what it was called.
Florida A&M, the Celebration Bowl. And they were playing in Howard, I believe. Yeah, that's correct. I was not tuned into any of those. But the FCS semifinal game, like, they've been doing this playoff format for how long now? Seems like it has been working pretty well for the FCS, right?
Yeah.
Like when you have an expanded field, and also the home environment up at Montana yesterday was amazing. And then you watch this game, the highlights, the players, what they're doing. Like, these are dudes. What are their NIL deals? Joe's Barbecue down in Cheyenne, not Wyoming. Was it Missoula, yeah, Montana?
$5,000, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Like, what are these
dudes?
Free
barbecue for life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these dudes are playing for nothing. Like, that is college football to a T over the last, 100 years before we got to NIL transfer portal. Dude, it was amazing. Like, it was the emotions, the plays, like, it was great, but it was also, like, it made me a little sad. Because then I started to think about, like, this time of year, I remember growing up, like, I used to love watching that, the Army High School National Recruiting Game. Remember that? It was every Saturday, I think this weekend, or the weekend before, they would have the high school recruits playing in the game, and kids would be committing in the game, out on the sideline.
I just met a friend, and he's going to Alabama, so I guess I'm going to go with him. Like,
dude, it was just like, it was awesome to see, but also it just made me extremely, like, bummed. Like, bowl games are so irrelevant. Right. And the NFL, like, I don't know if they did this last year, too, where they had three games on this Saturday leading up to Christmas Eve or not. I have to go back and look, but... Dude, kudos to the NFL for smelling blood in the water during the bowl season and being like, dude, let's put some NFL games on. Because, I watched all three of the NFL games. Bowl games yesterday? Zero. Didn't watch a single minute of a bowl game yesterday.
Didn't care about any of them.
I saw the most FBS action I watched yesterday was Chip Kelly's press conference talking about how we need to reshape college football and his idea, which was spot on. But again, it was sad. Like, it was like, great game, awesome, but very much like, well, FBS, maybe take some notes, maybe just a little bit. Look, pretty good product, no?
Yeah, I mean,
listen, I know.
For real, like, the one thing
if
we
you
love
watch that
most
game,
about college football,
I'll give you props. But
no,
again, it was
for sure did. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I was flipping through channels and I saw I don't remember the name of the. Well, I got to figure out the name of that damn game. The HBCU.
It's the Celebration Bowl.
The Cricket Celebration Bowl. So I watched some of that just because I'm a big fan of the bands. If you've never seen, like, the black bands perform at halftime, like, it's something to see. But other than that, like, yeah, I could care less about these games. And there was a time for me that if a bowl game was on, I'm watching it. Like, I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, at points where the Sugar Bowl and all those games weren't, like, the national championship game and weren't, like, one of the major BCS games.
10 years ago, I'm watching the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl and, like, actually, like, hell yeah, let's go. Yeah. And that's still a bowl game, but it's just, like...
No one cares.
The wind has been taken out of the sails for bowl games, like, altogether.
And, again, I don't want to see number 13... versus somebody who's not even ranked. That's not a fun game. Give me 13, 14, 15 versus 16, 17 versus 18. Okay, I'm getting competitive games.
A tournament.
I'm getting competitive games all throughout, this process instead of, Oregon's going to play Liberty tight. Name three players from Liberty. Name one player from Liberty.
Jerry Falwell, third?
Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I mean, Jerry Falwell is the dude who created that school and is an absolute monster, and so is his son. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
he
saying,
lets his,
like,
wife have fun.
Yeah, I'm.
It's very true.
I'm trying to figure out. There's nobody on this team that's at least for us that's worth watching because we don't know, and there very well could be somebody on Liberty that's amazing.
I know more about the wife liking pool boys than I know about players on that roster.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole Hulu documentary on that if you want to start doing some research on Liberty University.
What's the name of that documentary?
God, yeah,
Rashad's got some research.
Like, wait a second, what's going on?
And this is where now?
Yeah. No, dude, it's just like, again, we're up against it. I want to get to this last segment, but it was very much like a wow. Like, here we are on a Saturday during bowl season, and the best college football product isn't even from the bowl division. It's from the championship division where they've had this playoff format for years. And so kudos to Montana and North Dakota State, the Bison, because that was awesome to watch, seeing those guys play their asses off and care about that pride of the game rather than money, next stop, where am I going, transfer portal, NFL. Like, sucks, man. This all kind of happened pretty quickly over the last couple of years, how much things evolved into what college football is now.
Yeah.
So
it changed really fast.
Hopefully next year with this 12-team format, you know, it's just changes something. But, yeah, it leaves a bad feeling in my stomach. Yeah, college football right now.
It's not in a great place, and it's only going to get weirder.
Well, and at least it's my stomach and not my face like Yusuf Nurkic. Because, let's finish the show up with Draymond Green. I know that it was a couple
of... It's fitting. Warriors are in town tonight. Why not?
Yeah, right? Let's preview the matchup, the boxing match. I mean, the basketball match between the Warriors. Well, Draymond's not there, so there will be no fighting.
So it will be basketball. Yeah,
there will be basketball played. We get to that next to wrap up the show here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, last segment here. As Rashad mentioned, the Portland Trail Blazers will be taking on the Golden State Warriors tonight. The Golden State Warriors will be without Draymond Green because he's an ass hat.
He is.
I mean,
he is.
Bro,
really
this
is.
Whole... you know, we need to help that guy out. Yeah, there's nothing to help. Like, he's not, outside of basketball, he's not a bad dude. No, like, not criminal history. He's a family man. Like, he's a good guy. But on the court, he's an asshat. And that's who he's been. Killed me when Steve Kerr said, you know, we need to change the guy that, you know, the guy that choked Rudy. The guy that punched Jordan Poole, the guy that, you know, just did this with Yusuf Nurkic, that's the guy that needs to change. The decade before that, I'm like, the decade before that, he was kicking Steven Adams in the nuts, running down Houston Rockets players from behind and slide tackling them. He also forgot about the part of DeMontis Sabonis getting his chest stomped.
Didn't just start 12 months ago.
Dude, for real. It's just like this whole... He needs to change. We need to make him better. You know, like, one, it's an insult to people that have, like, actual issues in day-to-day life and that don't make millions of dollars a year and can wipe their tears away with Benjamins and then burn the Benjamin right after that.
As Draymond has pointed out several times when he's been criticized, by the way, for these actions. He goes to, in the post game, I make $30 million. I'm fine.
Yeah. So, quite honestly, nothing's going to change. Like, you can give him 5, 10, 15, 20 the rest of the season. He'll come back. He'll do the same thing eventually. Like, it's just who he is. It's how he plays. He's a smaller post player, forward, that he needs to do stuff like this to give himself an advantage physically and mentally against these players. But, yeah, dude, cut the crap with this whole he needs help, we need to make him better, and he needs to take time away from the game. And no.
What needs to happen, he needs to be out of the league. There's no space for Draymond is trash. Let's just go ahead and say that. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. He gets all this credit for being such a good passer. Yes, you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two of the top four or five shooters of all time on your team. And then you throw in a Harrison Barnes, who was really good when he was there. And then you throw in Andrew Wiggins, who was really good. And then you throw in Kevin Durant. Nothing that they've been successful for, it has to do with Draymond Green. You're an undersized forward who plays with a lot of energy. That's what it is. He plays with energy. He's essentially Kenneth Faried is who he is. But Faried was at least more exciting. Kick Steven Adams a few times. Kick Kyrie in the back. Kick James Harden. So for all the every NBA player that's so graceful and knows how to use their body, he just doesn't know how to not flail his legs and do that stuff. The shot with LeBron in the groin. The shot to James Harden's throat. Obviously, this is before we're getting to him punching Nurkic or hitting Nurkic, and before we get to the Rudy Gobert thing, the Anthony Davis thing, the Grant Williams stuff that he had, pulling on Jaylen Brown. Like, there's so many things that this fool has done. It's like, why do Herb Jones kicked him? Why do we keep allowing this fool to be in the league? He's reckless, and I think the best message you can get across to him is thank you for playing. We appreciate it. You got four championships, bro. You'll be fine. But you're out of you can't be in this NBA anymore. You can't be in the league.
Like, are you saying like he just shouldn't like just?
I'm not even done. Does he stepped on Sabonis, you know? And then all the other little things that he's done. It's like, bro, like you're actively trying to get yourself kicked out the league. And then I saw an interview that Rashid had, or not interview, but Rashid is talking to Gilbert Arenas, who I can't stand.
Oh my God, Gilbert Arenas, dude.
But, you know, Rashid was like, man, you know, Draymond obviously being from the Detroit, the Michigan area and everything, when the Pistons were over there, I guess Draymond was in the locker room and hearing how they was talking and hearing what they was doing and wanted to kind of be like those dudes, wanted to be like Rip and Chauncey and Ben Wallace and, you know, all them, you know, not thugs, but on the court, you know, them beasts.
Dude, yeah.
You know, they were dudes. And so he really wanted to be like them. Only thing is, they weren't dirty. There was nothing dirty about Sheed. There was nothing dirty about Ben Wallace. There was really nothing dirty about Rip and Chauncey Billups. I don't know where this comes from Draymond, but he needs real mental help, or mental health supports, and I don't think he's going to get those while playing in the league.
I just think that's BS. Like, he's not depressed. He doesn't have anxiety. Like, no, he's not, like, stressed out from his out. Like, I understand he's a human. These are all athletes. They have lives outside of basketball. But there's nothing that indicates to me that this dude needs to go see a therapist because he can't control his body on the basketball court.
Draymond is a bully. He is one of them dudes. He didn't grow up looking very good. People said he used to look like Donkey or something like that for the longest time.
Donkey.
Like, yeah, he's one of those guys that, yeah, I can imagine being bullied, not bullied your whole life, but being talked about because you're not super cute and as an athlete.
Talking about
school,
me?
I'm sure. As a high school basketball player, Draymond was great. But it's just
poor
one of those things, man. Yeah, I think there's more to it there. And
so you're saying he's got to lay on the couch with Dr. Melfi from Sopranos and talk about his mutta?
Yeah, she was hot.
It might not hurt. It might not hurt.
Lorraine Brasco, yes, please. I think I have a problem with why it's festered to this point and the NBA taking so long.
Because there's no accountability?
No, exactly. And that's just, it's not just with Draymond. I guess this may be more beyond a Draymond Green problem. However, he's a perfect example of the NBA letting a problem fester for years upon years upon years. And I said this Friday on primetime, I find it ironic as hell that the day after this elbow or push to Daniel Tice by Chris Paul elicits a flagrant one in their game against the Clippers. The day after, all these Golden State Warriors players and their coach are talking about how this guy that's, you know, physically pushing people around and really mean and bullies people and hits them really hard and punches
really
teammates needs help. And it's like, dude, you had another guy doing that, and he's been doing that for 15 years in the league. Nobody cares what Chris Paul does until all of a sudden it becomes a problem. There's problems that are already festering, and they take way too long to be dealt with. So that's my issue.
Yeah, and Chris Paul, he sees what Draymond does. He had to remind the league, you forgot how dirty of a player I was.
Right. And how much he bitches, too. I mean, the Warriors are like the... It's like a bitch fest every game with those guys, but...
Oh, Chris the Paul's entire like the NBA king. Is a bitch fest.
Yeah, everybody
I mean.
In
no, but
the
Chris
NBA.
Paul is like the king.
I don't know. Have you seen Damian Lillard play as far as every single time something happens? He's
no,
looking
I'm a Dame
right at the
fan.
Ref.
He should get every call.
Exactly.
I believe it. I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, I'm just, you know... I'm done. Like, it's just like, and I understand. I heard Sook talking about it, and Shaq also said it too. Like, Nurkic, get up. Like, I understand.
No, he's selling it. He sold the hell out of that.
But also, like, let's be real. He hit him in the face. He punched Jordan Poole in the face, stomped on DeMontis Sabonis. Like, bro, what if that hits Sutton in the wrong way? Homeboy's got a broken orbital bone. Like, you sucker punched Jordan Poole. Like, sometimes
you,
that happens
after
in life.
You walked
and some,
up on him. That's the thing. You walked up on him.
That
and
happens
you wouldn't
in
expect
life.
Him to
and
do.
Sometimes people get seriously injured from getting punched in the face and getting hit in the face. Can't see out of the eye anymore. Again, broken orbital bone. Stomp on a dude's shit. Like, other than football, what other profession can you go commit assault and get away with it?
Hockey.
Yeah. I mean, besides those really physical sports,
you fall down on the ground. Yeah.
Rugby. It's a short list.
Well, good rinse, Draymond, but this is all new media, man. We got to change the perception of these players, right? The old media is just doing them no justice.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, you will not see Draymond Green on the court tonight in Portland, which I know we're all just very unfortunate about. But you'll see the Ducks here. Well, here, Ducks here, in about 30 minutes on Tanny the Fan. And plenty of NFL football throughout the rest of the day. Rashad and Jordan and I. We will be back together in the new year. We'll not be here next week for Christmas Eve. We'll not be here for New Year's Eve. But we will see you in 2024. Thank you for riding with us and making 2023 awesome. Absolutely. Appreciate both of you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you. Love you guys.
Appreciate man. The listeners out there. Have a great Sunday. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.